Jamie, you're a prominent public education advocate and you were a figure in the teacher walkout. Can you tell me, how are teachers thinking about this moment?
The majority that I've talked to are just feeling really hopeless right now. A lot of teachers right now have their exit strategies ready to go. The only thing that keeps teachers teaching in today's, you know, political climate, with everything that's happening, is their love for the kids. But even now, a lot of them are saying that that's not enough to hold them.
So you manage the Oklahoma Advocates Facebook page, and I believe you had posted that you had gotten a bunch of messages from teachers the day after the election. Can you maybe tell me about a couple of those messages that you remember that really stood out to you?
Most of them are, what do we do now? Will there be another walkout? A lot of the ones I got are, how do we get rid of straight party voting? That was like probably the most out of all of them I got, because we pretty much realized that that is what happened in this instance. It was straight party voting took us out. So I think that that's been one of the main things that I think teachers are really kind of focusing on right now, is what can we do to change that?
I mean, Oklahoma teachers have recently had a history of organizing. Do you think that that might be on the horizon?
I do. I have talked to some people about what we could do to do maybe a ballot initiative. So there are some positive things that I can really, if I can help teachers understand that there are a lot of us behind the scenes working to make sure that everything, you know, continues and that it's going to be okay.
Well, a big part of this recent campaign was about parents' rights and what you as a teacher are talking about in the classroom. Can you talk to me a little bit about how these conversations affect your teaching?
The thing is, trying to pit educators against parents, it's so divisive. We are a team. I am a team with every single one of my parents. And I can tell you, I teach fifth grade math, and you would not believe how many parents I get saying, I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, it's okay. We'll figure it out when they get to school tomorrow. You know, we are the professionals. We are the experts. I went to school to learn how to educate your child.
Well, and there's been a lot of national rhetoric, especially during this election season, about indoctrination.
I have to laugh because, my goodness, if I could indoctrinate them, they would all be bringing me Dr. Pepper and chocolate bars every single day. You know, if I was indoctrinating, everyone would know how to do fractions and I wouldn't have to worry about teaching long division to everybody. Yeah, there's no indoctrinating. There's also no kitty litter or litter boxes. So let me clear that up right now. We are not teaching CRT. I don't even know what it is. I don't have the slightest clue.
Does this kind of nationalized conversation about indoctrination, does it do anything to break down your relationships with students' parents?
Not at all. They all think it's nonsense. You know, when they hear something like that, they think it's absolutely ridiculous because they know that's not what's happening. Like, you know, I'm happy if a kid brings a pencil to school. There's not any nefarious or anything like that. I don't know any teachers that are like that.
Does it feel like the ship is sinking?
Not yet. Teachers, for the most part, are eternal optimists. And I think everybody right now is just kind of holding bated breath. And, you know, seeing what's going to happen.